The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's always a pleasure to have Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl. You've seen her on Mornings on 2. She's a regular guest talking about the Niners. She's been on our show a bunch. She's got blogs and podcasts and videos and Facebook and Twitter at 49ers fangirl and on fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Tracy, welcome back. Thanks for being on with us, taking a little bit of time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm just going to go out and say it. Besides the suit, what was your impression of Richard Sherman on Tuesday at the press conference?
You know, I really like him. I think he's really, and you are, I don't know if you've seen Steph McCarroll's and my exchanges on Twitter. You were talking to a person who for a long time would not say his name out loud in videos. I'd refer to him as he who would not be named, point to his photo. But I really like him. I think that he's incredibly smart, which I think we've always known.
Yeah.
He's just a really smart guy. He's very engaging. You know, obviously, he's yet to step on the field. I said to someone yesterday, I'm currently writing my fourth article on Richard Sherman, and he's yet to step on the field. And I think he's learned a lot. So I've done a complete 180. He also did 5 fun facts with me, and he was fantastic. Obviously, what he can do on the field is the most important thing.
Well, I'm right there with you. I mean, if anyone looks at my Facebook page and you scroll back, you'll see me with constant, I wouldn't say hatred, but man, I did not like him at all. And so I'm right there with you. You know, it's kind of, I was kind of talking about this the other day about if Draymond Green wasn't on the Warriors, everyone would hate him here in the Bay Area. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it is a business. And I understand that Richard Sherman has behaved in a lot of ways that was upsetting to 49ers fans. And maybe they felt disrespectful. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And as I tweeted this a couple weeks ago, like the 49ers in the business of winning football games. And I think he can help them do that. So that is the ultimate goal. And I think the other thing to remember about Richard Sherman, and I've always said this, is he's never done anything so terribly egregious. There are never off-the-field issues. He doesn't do anything awful. He's never hit anybody. He's got a big mouth on the football field, and he's emotional, but he also backs it up.
Yeah, and you were saying, you know, let's see what it's like when he gets on the field. But wouldn't you say that a lot of what he brings to the team is also between his ears, not just between the sidelines?
Oh, 100%. I think so, for sure. I think that is going to be a lot of what he brings to the team. I have a feeling we'll see a somewhat different Richard Sherman in that way on the 49ers. But he also is an emotional guy, and he probably will get fired up at times. But I think he does that in a way that we have been unhappy with as 49ers fans, but when he's on the 49ers, it is different.
And I loved how he didn't talk about it, I don't think, at the press conference the other day, but on the media phone call, he was asked about the eating the turkey in the Thanksgiving game on the 50-yard line. I've always said, it's not like they decided to do that. It was whoever was going to win was going to do that, because the network, that's what they do. It's Thanksgiving game. That's always how it is. And I'm glad he actually came out and said that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's always what they do. And I think, like, it would have been, he happened to be on the opposing team's football field.
Right.
So he really didn't do anything wrong there. I think his behavior earlier in the game is really what upset people, and then it was just like insult to injury. Also, in fairness to him and his behavior earlier in the game, he intercepted 2 passes and he was excited about it. The behavior didn't come out of nowhere.
Right. So. And the Niners got spanked in that game. So.
I hear myself and I can't believe it's me.
Well, it's been a lot of fun with the offseason so far with the 49ers. I tweeted the other day, I can't remember a time I've been this excited about the 49ers in March. So,
yeah, I think that's very fair. And, you know, he said something yesterday that I think is very true. He said, John and Kyle brought stability back to the organization and they brought fun back to the organization.
Yeah.
And I think we are really seeing that. And I know it's something we talked about so much during the season, but even at 0-9, this team was not in the dumps and in the doldrums, and in some ways could still be considered fun. And I think that is a real testament to John and Kyle.
All right, you can catch her on Facebook and Twitter at 49ers Fangirl, and of course, fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Tracy Sandler, the 49ers Fangirl, thanks for being on again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Danny. I'll talk to you soon.